It's the place to be before the election, the Colorado Right to Life Banquet. Hi, I'm Greg Jackson, and personhood should be back on the ballot, and the nation's hottest, newest radio host, Steve Dace, is coming from the heartland of America to Denver, the heart of personhood country. Dace will encourage us to fight on to victory. So come out Friday night, September 14th, register online at coloradorighttolife.org or call 303-753-9394. That's 303-753-9394 or go to coloradorighttolife.org. Register today. Don't hesitate.
Warning is truth of ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod.
You sponge, you. You sponge.
It's percolating. Well, not to worry. It's bubbling up from the bottom.
Yeah.
Percolating. Festering, you might even say.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, recovering Republican. Thanks for having me back on the show, Bob.
You're welcome, Doug. It's my party. I'll cry if I want to, but I think before Mitt Romney.
Now, this harkens back to a couple of days ago we were on the air. Mm-hmm. We were talking about Mitt Romney and his abortion problem.
Yeah.
He's got an abortion problem.
Yes.
He can't stand the fact that he can't stop people from talking about his abortion problem.
He's getting to hate it.
It's bubbling and festering and percolating, and at some point
yeah.
it's going to explode like one of those red dye packs in the bank robber's bag. It's
yeah.
going to explode all over him.
All over.
Splat.
It's going to explode over the Republican Party.
Well, it doesn't have to be that way, but it sure looks like it's headed that way.
Well, right, and it's not just Romney. So the strategy has been for years with our documentary, Focus on the Strategy series.
I remember. Focus on the Strategy
trilogy.
1, 2, and 3,
yeah.
all. You should go to kgovstore.com right now and get them.
So it says, here's how we're going to end abortion.
Yeah.
Of course, we've got to do what's right, honor God.
That's right.
But it's going to end when Republicans are miserable, when we increase social tension over child killing,
yeah.
such that Republican pro-lifers are miserable that abortion is legal,
yeah.
that they're going to hate it. And I tell you, when you watch Mitt Romney on CBS,
yeah.
Romney hates abortion.
Can't stand the fact that there's
he
abortion.
Hates it.
Yeah.
He doesn't care that they kill kids. He hates abortion.
Yeah.
Because it's affecting him.
It's affecting his political career.
And so, Doug, National Right to Life, unfortunately, I mean, they're half dead anyway, but
yeah.
National Right to Life made abortion sort of an appealing issue to compromise and phony Republicans.
Sure, they were able to fundraise on it
Big,
for decades.
Literally billions of dollars.
Billions, yeah.
No and doubt. Hundreds of millions of votes.
Yeah.
And so all these campaigns and based on I'm pro-life mm-hmm. by liars.
Yeah.
So the Republicans really, I mean, they have perpetual fundraising committees.
Yeah.
That all they do is they raise money even for pro-abortion Republicans
yeah.
like Arlen Specter, for example, who gave us Obamacare.
Yeah, name it. There's a long list.
Yeah. And so they were comfortable. They could coexist with abortion
mm-hmm.
for another 40 years.
But now that Todd Akin has somehow, through his poorly chosen and ignorant yeah. statement,
the
relatively.
Gaffe that was heard around the
gaffe
world.
The gaffe heard around the world. That's you might want to trademark
no,
that.
No, that's Flip Benham.
Okay.
He's
the
brilliant.
Gaffe heard around the world now has put Romney in the position where now just a few days ago he has to come out in the mainstream media and declare that he supports abortion in the case of rape, incest, the life, and the health of the mother. So now, this is from Reuters. And the question the reporter asked, Stephen Brill, who I've read before,
sure.
he's a well-known reporter for Reuters,
yeah.
Todd Akin has put Romney in a position now, and here's the question that Stephen Brill asks. Who's going to be the first reporter to ask Romney or Ryan how it is that their exception for rape would work?
How would it work?
How would that work?
And Doug, this
Who's
is the American
first?
Right to Life press release.
Absolutely. This is great.
Just in like 5 days ago.
Yeah.
Stephen Brill is the founder of Court TV, which
yeah,
is now
yeah.
True TV.
I knew I'd heard of the guy.
Yeah, American Lawyer Magazine. He started that.
Yeah.
And he writes for Reuters. And so he didn't want to mention that he's quoting from the American Right to Life press release.
And we appreciate that, Mr. Brill. And thank you.
Actually, it's fine. Right?
It is because good.
The truth, it doesn't matter who gets the credit.
Well, he says his daughter came up with this question.
And, you know, that's proof that he got it from our press yeah. release.
But nice work, Mr.
It's
Brill.
It's such superfluous information. His daughter and her friend.
Yeah, right. Now,
gave him this.
I want to let Stephen Brill know. I'm going to give him an answer to his question. Who's going to be the first reporter? They're going to fall all over each other to ask Mitt Romney
this, and it might
How are you, Mr. Romney, going to establish that there was? I mean, what do you call it? You can't call it a legitimate rape. I've learned that.
So an exception for rape. So he's saying in this Reuters article. Well, does it matter if she's lying?
Yeah, does it matter? And how do we find out?
Right.
Wow.
And so pity the poor slob of a bureaucrat who has to implement Mitt Romney's rape exception.
And pity Mitt Romney to have to try to explain it in light of Mr. Aiken's disastrous week. And
so,
it's just amazing.
So Todd Aiken could be the awkward hero from Missouri.
He could be.
Who, especially if he stops voting for compromise funding bills.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because he voted for a bill, HB3, that said, we're not going to fund abortion except for rape and incest.
Not good.
And that's exactly what he's against.
Yeah, yeah.
So American Right to Life called on him to be consistent.
Good, good. And I think Mr. Aiken can recover from this.
Yeah, I think
way.
So,
I think
too.
He can.
And this might come up in a presidential debate.
Oh, it might?
And Doug, I mean, talk about your bang for your buck.
Wow.
When Leslie Hanks put out that press release.
Yeah.
And they cost a lot of money. PR Newswire. In fact, it was funny. 2 days ago, the Republican National Convention opens.
Yeah.
PR Newswire is the world's leading press release service.
A lot of reporters check in every morning, two or three times
a day. Well, Barack Obama's campaign uses PR Newswire. Mitt Romney's campaign. The RNC staff uses PR Newswire.
Yeah.
So on their homepage, prnewswire.com, right on the top left under RNC 2012 News is American Right to Life launches republicansagainstromney.com.
Yeah.
Right at the top left. Most prominent press release.
Bringing up that pesky abortion issue yet again.
Yeah. And so they're going to hate. And this is how we're going to end abortion, when Republicans hate abortion.
Right. And then they'll be forced for their own political careers to stand up and do what's
right.
Even if they do it for the wrong reason.
Right. Just like in England when they ended slavery. It's not because the Tories or the right or the left suddenly love black people.
No, that
now
wasn't.
They all love black people. No. And so they ended slavery. It was because William Wilberforce and others, but he was the leader, the committed evangelical Christian who made it miserable for them to tolerate slavery.
That's right. He never gave up. And folks, the press release cost Colorado Right to Life a significant amount of money. If you want to help with that press release heard around the world, go to ColoradoRightToLife.org
right now
and make a donation
of
$1,000 or more,
please.
Because they need to replenish their coffers.
Yeah.
Is what they need to do.
We need to rearm.
That's right.
In a metaphorical sense.
We need fresh horses because this war is not over.
Do you know our friend Joe Scheidler, who is the head of Planned Pro-Life Action Network for decades?
Yeah.
He had an event in a hotel and had a billboard and it said, "Pro-lifers have a blast." Do you know that was used against him by the Justice Department in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, saying that was a subtle message to bomb abortion clinics?
Really?
That actually is true. I interviewed him the day after he won at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, we're known to have a blast quite often. I'm having a blast right now.
Well, sure.
I'm loving it.
When you tell the truth and you
right.
honor God and you're not ashamed of, well, we had to support a child killer because who knows how bad it might have gotten otherwise.
Could it be really bad with Obama?
So, Doug, we're seeing the fulfillment of a strategy, that focus on the strategy. And it goes back to 2005 with Focus One.
That's right. I was there.
Focus Two.
I heard it.
Focus Three, the trilogy. You got to get it. You got to see it. Show it to your pastor. Put it in your church library.
It's available right now at kgovstore.com.
Give it to your local Right to Life office.
Absolutely.
And this statement is as clear as could be and made repeatedly, that abortion will end when pro-life Republicans are miserable that abortion is legal.
Yeah.
When we make them miserable, because right now they've been comfortable.
They've been real. And you know what we're working to do, or at least what I've been trying to do during the personhood campaigns here in Colorado, is to wake up the church, because the church is the one that can make the Republicans uncomfortable enough to change the
body
law.
Of Christ. Doug, the Huffington Post is hysterical on this.
Lay it on me.
This is
the huffing and puffing on past, as I call it.
Yeah.
Yes,
the Huffington Pot, Huff Pot. That's where we did our debate on pot
with
the local Denver pothead attorney.
Yeah.
So Doug, who has quite a past, I'll tell you,
he does
really bad.
Really?
Like getting high and shooting people.
Really? I thought all the stoners were peaceful and gentle.
Well, maybe now, but Doug, the Huffington Post says they're mad that CBS News allowed Romney to get away with what he did on that broadcast that we aired the audio of.
Yeah,
yeah,
when he said his views are clear.
He said, yeah, my position on abortion is clear. And they said, clear? That's not exactly the word you would use to describe Romney's view on abortion. I mean, it has changed repeatedly. In this campaign, he has held every conceivable position ever uttered.
And the one he holds right now indicates he is possibly schizophrenic, because he says he's pro-life, but he supports abortion on demand is basically what he said.
He's a rape, incest, life of the mother, health of the mother.
That's the one.
And it's a settled issue. It has nothing to do with the president. It's the Supreme Court.
Yep.
I mean, doesn't he know that the president...
We need to throw a bag over his head and take him into Bellevue Hospital and have him checked out. I mean, he might have a mental issue. He might be insane. That's insane to say that.
We are driving him insane because until the age of the internet and alternative media and even talk radio, the Republican power base allowed their candidates to lie with impunity.
Mm.
Any lie that might beat a Democrat was embraced.
Yeah, that's true.
And now Sean Hannity still drinks that Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
But there are enough of us with enough of a platform to expose their lies, and it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Worst case, what's worse, Obama for 4 years or Romney for 8? Which is worse?
Well, if I have supported Romney and he keeps doing what he's known to have done, it would be way worse
marriage,
for me to be involved.
Government socialism and healthcare, individual mandate.
I wouldn't want to be associated
with that.
He's
such a liar. He says he's going to repeal Obama. Such a liar. Well, at most, he would tweak it, probably make it worse, and then say, I did all I can do.
Yeah. He's going to follow the traditional Republican strategy. He's actually done playing nice with conservatives.
He's just about done.
He's going to go left, and he's going to lose the election. He's doomed. All you people out there, you tell me I'm wasting my vote if I vote for Tom Huffling? Well, I think
I'm voting for Tom Huffling.
Well, good. Well,
in Colorado.
See, that doubles our impact on the election right there.
The impact.
There's Daryl. We've tripled our impact.
We tripled just in the last 32 seconds.
So it's you voting for Mitt Romney. You're
throwing away your vote.
Yeah. Why throw away your vote? Not only that, you're punishing the Republican Party by voting for Mitt Romney.
Right.
Those of us who are willing to stand up and give the party the medicine it deserves, we're helping the party.
Yeah, they need the medicine.
All
right. So, all right. Doug, Huffington Post was hysterical. The Reuters column by Stephen Brill, founder of Court TV.
Co-edited by his daughter and her friend.
His daughter and her friend. And that's the superfluous information that makes us know that he's lying in paragraph 2.
Yeah.
He wants people to think he got this from his daughter and her friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the reason he wants them to think that is because he doesn't want them to think preemptively.
Yeah.
He's saying, I didn't get it from that American Right to Life press release. I didn't read it at AmericanRightToLife.org.
We appreciate him not mentioning American Right
to
Life because the brain dead elites and the media and most of the Republican Party consider Reuters to be a credible news source.
Right. And Stephen Brill.
Yeah, they do.
And whereas American Right to Life, it's an extremist.
We're fringe outlying extremists who want to stop the murder of all innocent people.
Yes.
Can you imagine all innocent people?
That's
so fringe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Very good.
All right,
Doug. So good things. And Romney hates abortion this week.
Oh, yeah.
He now officially hates abortion.
Yeah. He's squirming.
It's going to get worse for the Republicans.
We've gotten under his skin.
Right. And they don't hate abortion because they kill kids.
No.
They hate abortion because their lies are exposed and they look like idiots.
Yeah.
And they are idiots.
And idiots don't deserve to win elections. I'm sorry. No, they don't deserve
it. Especially wicked idiots.
Yeah.
I mean, right. Give me a nice idiot who's stupid but moral.
Yeah, like Forrest Gump. I would vote for him.
I'd
for
vote
president.
For Forrest Gump.
Every time.
I never saw it, but I take your word.
You would,
for it.
Yeah, you would. All right, let's get to some news. Okay. Because, you know, a few weeks, Rodney King passed away. I'm going to get to the story on Bill Nye, okay?
Yeah.
Rodney King passed away, okay? Mm-hmm. So police have determined that his death was accidental, an accidental drowning. Numerous drugs such as PCP, cocaine, and marijuana.
His wife called the police, right? He was in a pool in his backyard.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Wife or girlfriend?
Wife.
I don't
girlfriend,
know.
Girlfriend, yeah. His significant other, his partner, I believe is what we call them these days, partner, called the police. It wasn't a suicide. PCP, cocaine, marijuana. Police say the subject
so
was in
partner
a,
in dime.
Yeah. The subject, Mr. King, was in a state of drug and alcohol-induced delirium at the time of the terminal event and either fell or jumped into his swimming pool and was somehow unable to extricate himself from beneath the surface of the water.
Tragedy on top of tragedy.
Tragedy on top of tragedy. And I just want to say to everyone has, they quoted Rodney King when he died, you know, why can't we all just get along? And
right.
I remember a lot of talking heads saying we're all still searching for an answer to that question, and then I think that John Lennon would start playing in the background.
Right.
We all can't get along because some of us are on PCP. That's why we can't
that's
all just get
along. That's one reason.
Yeah, that's one more reason why we can't all
just
get along.
And as Jesus said, that people are in rebellion against God.
Yeah.
They hate God. They hate God so much they killed Jesus, and they'd kill him again if he came back in meekness.
Yeah.
But he's not coming back. He came the first time as a babe in a manger and as a lamb to be sacrificed.
Right.
The second time he's coming with a double-edged sword.
Yes.
To kill and destroy and to judge the wicked, those who are hurting the innocent.
He's going to execute judgment and justice upon the earth.
That's right.
Wow.
And so it's rough. And so we're sort of shouting on the side of the highway to hell, stop, repent. Think about what you're doing. You're calling Jesus a liar when he said God made you male and female at the beginning of the creation. And they're saying, no way, at the end of the creation, billions of years later, we evolved from animals. We're not male and female. You're whatever you want to be.
Yeah, and that's a lie.
And you could kill kids. It doesn't matter what God said in the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
anyway,
all right.
Sad news. What? Sad news for Rodney.
Oh, yeah.
And it's sad that we can't all get along, but we can.
Because of sin.
Yep.
But, and, so but here, we will get along in heaven.
Yes.
And on the new earth. Two different places, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I had a. Anyway, we'll get to that later. Right. I had a. Anyway.
Our Bible study, The Plot, you can learn about the two different places.
Yeah.
Heaven and the new earth. Really fun.
Yeah, yeah. And learn about learn about the eternal city of Jerusalem as opposed to the body of Christ.
Yeah, yeah. Well. Really
it's good
great.
Stuff.
Yeah.
It's called The Plot. It's available at kgovstore.com. I think it's only $50, which is practically like sticking a gun in Bob's ribs and stealing it from him. Because it's worth thousands.
Oh. Well, Doug.
Maybe millions.
Even
when we add it all up exponentially, compounded over, you know, time.
Even a couple days ago, we had the most wonderful comments from somebody in England who read The Plot.
Yeah.
And we don't talk about it much, but it's my life's work. It's 300 pages, an overview of the Bible, and the information just on heaven and the new earth.
Yeah.
And the new Jerusalem. I mean, that's just one tiny aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so fun and so amazing. And we have a money back guarantee.
That's right. Money back guarantee. If you want to understand the details of the Bible, you need to understand the big picture.
Yeah.
And it really helped me understand the Bible. Oh, and I appreciate you writing it, Bob. And
You're welcome.
I've purchased at least 10 copies.
Wow.
Maybe more.
Thank you for that.
And there's a lot of people who've done that and sent it to friends and family, and it helps people understand the Bible.
And we have it audio. People can listen to it.
That's right. If you're an audio type person, you can.
Just go to kgov.com, Bible studies, and it's all there.
Click on the store.
All right. So what's up
next? All right. So Bill Nye, the science guy.
Oh, yeah.
You remember him from public television?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of this, but his show only ran from 93 to 98.
Mm.
That's not that impressive of a run.
Mm.
So anyway, but just that aside. They call him in this article from ABC a
That's
former
public TV, PBS.
Public television.
That means he was sponging off the public dole.
He was a complete sponge, yes. Yeah. They call him a former children's show host. Bill Nye has spoken out against the denial of evolution.
Well, I'm in denial.
Yeah, I'm in denial. We're in that river.
Doug, whatever he says, I'm going to try to limit my response.
Okay, because I know you.
Only speaking about sponges.
Okay.
Whatever he says, I'm only going to respond regarding a sponge.
Okay, well, he made a statement. He posted a clip to YouTube. It's been watched over 1 million times. Just to corroborate your statement earlier that most people are in rebellion against God, his YouTube clip has already been viewed over 1 million times. And he says that the denial of evolution is unique to the United States. That's one of the, and he says, when you have a portion of the population that doesn't believe in evolution, it holds everybody back. Really, he says. He says, evolution is the fundamental idea in all life science, in all of biology.
Wow.
It's like it's very much analogous to trying to do geology without believing in tectonic plates.
Which, by the way, is false. Plate tectonics is false. But I'm going to limit my comments to sponges.
Yeah, let's not get
Just go to kgov.com or realsciencefriday.com. Yeah. Search for plate tectonics.
Yeah.
There are 15 observations that prove beyond any doubt that plate tectonics is false.
Yeah.
And let me tell you one thing about a geophysicist professor at Virginia Tech.
Okay.
This year.
All right.
He studied that list of 15 proofs that plate tectonics is false.
Okay.
He went to his class, and he lectured in all of his classes 1 week, and he said, plate tectonics is false.
Wow.
And I've spent my career teaching plate tectonics. We know it's false, and here's why. And he gave the list.
That's
here's
incredible.
Why. In the next week, his lectures explained what's actually happening and how it is that plate tectonics is false.
Mm.
And Virginia Tech is a prestigious.
I was just going to say, where is he teaching
with
now?
With their geology department. He's got tenure.
Oh, he's got tenure. Yeah. That's the nice thing about tenure.
Yeah.
If we can
but
get
even
enough
still,
of those.
If you notice, I didn't mention his name.
No.
Because the story is out. But the evolutionary evangelists like Richard Dawkins and P.Z. Myers, they haven't come out against him by name.
Oh.
And when they do, they can make it so miserable for him that he'll probably quit.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I care about him and his family, and I appreciate him. So anyway.
Wow, that's a pretty gutsy move on behalf of a professor. Wow.
At Virginia Tech.
Yeah,
and that's where that shooting was.
Yeah, that takes
you know,
a
the
lot.
Most fatalities.
Yeah, yeah.
In a shooting in America. Tragedy.
So far.
Tragedy.
Yeah. He says evolution is a fundamental idea of all life science, biology. It's
okay.
Like geology without tectonic plates. He says that without evolution, you're just not going to get the right answer. Your whole world is just going to be a mystery instead of an exciting place.
Okay, so I only want to respond with sponges. This is not a Real Science Friday show.
Is that because he was working for...
he's a sponge.
Is that the government trough there for all those years?
Right. So I'm going to limit my response to sponges.
Bill Nye refuted with a sponge.
Yes.
Stand by.
Yeah. And this could be a Great Barrier Reef sponge off the coast of Australia, if you'd like it to be.
Okay. That's a nice picture.
Sponges grow in the ocean.
Picture that.
We use them to clean our plates.
Can I have palm trees if I'm just trying to visualize?
Sure.
I like those. Okay.
Go for it.
Yep. I'm there.
All right. So a sponge is not a complex organism like, say, a person.
Right.
Right? It doesn't have the vital organs we have. It doesn't have a brain. It doesn't have a nervous system.
Right.
It doesn't have muscles. Think of all that and how wildly complex we are.
Yeah.
So we have, to build a human being, our DNA, we have about 20,000 genes.
Okay.
So question, does Darwinism predict, did it predict, because they've been writing for 150 years, and ever since we discovered DNA and proteins, genes, and all that stuff, we've been writing for decades, and they've been making their predictions.
Okay.
Did they predict that sponges would have 18,000 genes? 18,000 in a sponge genome.
Okay, well, I'm
in their DNA.
I'm a creationist, but that seems like a lot of genes for a sponge.
Right. We have about 20,000.
I know.
A little over.
Yeah.
A sponge has 18,000, and Doug, they have genes. They have, this is a chunk of the code, the genetic code that codes for a protein.
Okay.
They have genes that are used in human beings for building the nervous system.
Right.
Nerves.
Okay.
They don't have nerves.
Well, that's right. They don't have nerves.
They have the genes for building muscles.
But they don't have any muscles.
They don't have muscles. supposedly, according to Darwinism, the sponge evolved like 600 million years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're talking epochs before there's a need for any of these things.
Yeah.
And when we report on Real Science Friday, just go to realsciencefriday.com/genomes. That's easy, no?
Yeah.
realsciencefriday.com/genomes.
Genomes is a little hard to spell. G-E-N-O-M-E-S for all you publicly educated folks out there.
Yeah, like you and me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to look it up. I admit it.
So, Doug, we cover this in detail, and the evolutionist, not only with the sponge, but with species after species, they're in shock. Sometimes they say it's horrendous. Sometimes they say it's embarrassing because this one fact falsifies Darwinism.
Wow. How,
because Darwinism says that evolution, natural selection, cannot look ahead to prepare for the future.
Well, that's right.
It only will modify for the present.
Based on the environmental conditions and things
right.
like that happening now and, to the...
Right. And so the reason the sponge has this whole genetic toolbox
yeah.
in its DNA is for the same reason that you buy a software package, say from Microsoft or Apple, and there's a little utility, and all it does is say it renames a file.
Yeah.
It's a little thing. But it's like 85,000 characters long.
Right.
Like 85K. Why is it so big if it just does a little thing? Because it uses a library of tools, of code functions.
Yeah.
And it takes from that library, and it might only use some of it, but there's the library. It's there.
Ah.
So God is the designer. He's the programmer. So he takes a genetic toolbox, a library, and from it he makes a kangaroo, and he makes a sponge, and he makes a person and a banana. And so you look at these things and you say, why are these similarities
wow.
in all of these creatures? It's because the same designer made the sponge and the human being.
Oh, so the creationist posits the idea of pre-existing information in the hands of a creator.
Right.
Whereas evolution comes at it from a different... They don't say that there was a creator with a batch of pre-existing information.
Right.
They say the information accumulated randomly over time.
Right.
Wow.
And Bill Nye, he's not original either. He got this from Theodosius Dobzhansky.
Oh, yeah?
39 years ago, who said nothing in biology makes sense except in the light of evolution. I think everything that guy predicted was wrong, like everything.
I know. We've got to talk about that someday. And how often in a half-hour radio show hosted by a Bible teacher do you refute evolution and plate tectonics in two bold strokes in just a half an hour?
Evolution, plate tectonics, and Republican compromisers.
Well, yes, but we discredited that quite a while
and
ago.
And the Romney campaign dissembling before our eyes.
So the hurricane is what it is, folks, but there is going to be a storm at the Republican convention. If not at the convention, then at the debates. Mm. This is going to blow up in the face of the compromised Republican.
So go to AmericanRightToLife.org. That's where you read about the news before it happens.
Amen.
AmericanRightToLife.org. Please support us here at KGov.com. Doug, you know, Doug can't do this for free.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait a minute. You do it for free. Thank you, Doug.
It's a blast.
Thank you so much. But we need your help to stay on the air. God bless you guys.
Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.